Welcome to the Beard Group Corporate Restructuring Review for December 2013, brought to you by the editors of the Troubled Company Reporter and Troubled Company Prospector. In this month's Corporate Restructuring Review, we'll discuss five topics. First, last month's largest Chapter 11 filings and other statistics. Second, large Chapter 11 filings TCR editors anticipate in the near term. Third, a quick review of the major pending disputes in Chapter 11 cases that we monitor day by day. Fourth, reminders about debtors whose emergence from Chapter 11 has been delayed. And fifth, information you're unlikely to find elsewhere about new publicly traded securities being issued by Chapter 11 debtors. Part 1, December 2013 Mega Cases. Now let's review the largest Chapter 11 cases in December 2013. Danilo Munoz reports that the mega bankruptcy cases dipped to 61 in fiscal year 2013. These cases include 12 that involved more than $1 billion in assets. Three of the mega filings were made in December 2013, a marked decrease from 7 in November and 5 each in October and September. For fiscal year 2012, there were a total of 12 companies that filed for Chapter 11 with excess of $1 billion in assets, five of which were filed in May of 2012. A total of 64 mega filings with assets in excess of $100 million were commenced in 2012, compared to 82 mega filings during the same period in 2011 and 106 in 2010. The largest Chapter 11 filing in December 2013 was by Pelham, New York-based 849 East 226th Street, Inc., which filed for Chapter 11 protection, estimating total assets and debts of $500 million to $1 billion. The company filed for Chapter 11 protection on December 2, 2013, with the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of New York, case number 13-13907, before Judge Robert Gerber. The second largest Chapter 11 case was filed by F&H Acquisition Corp., also known as Fox & Hound Restaurant Group, with estimated assets of between $100 million to $500 million. Wichita, Kansas-based F&H Acquisition Corp. et al., owners of the Fox & Hound, Champs, and Bailey's Sports Grill casual dining restaurants, filed a Chapter 11 petition on December 16, 2013, with the Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware, lead case number 13-13220, to quickly sell their assets. As of the bankruptcy filing, F&H Acquisition has 101 restaurants located in 27 states and 6,000 employees. Sales decreased by approximately 9% over the past 2 years. F&H Acquisition also experienced significant inflation in commodity prices, energy prices, and labor costs. Meanwhile, discount retailer Lowman's Holdings, Inc. filed for Chapter 11 protection, disclosing assets totaling $96.7 million. Lowman's and two affiliates sought Chapter 11 protection on December 15, 2013, with the Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of New York, lead case number 13-14050. Lowman's, based in the Bronx borough of New York City, operated 39 stores in 11 states as of the 2013 bankruptcy filing. This is Lowman's third bankruptcy filing, but this time it will be a liquidation with going out of business sales. The first bankruptcy was a 14-month Chapter 11 reorganization completed in September 2000. At the time, the chain had 44 stores in 17 states. The second bankruptcy culminated in a reorganization plan implemented in March 2011. It was acquired by Istithmar in July 2006 in a $300 million transaction. None of the three bankruptcy mega filings in December involved a prepackaged filing. During 2013, 18 of the 61 mega filings involved a prepackaged Chapter 11, or 30% of the Chapter 11 mega filings. For fiscal year 2012, 13 of the 64 mega cases involved a prepackaged Chapter 11 filing, or about 20% of the mega cases. For 2011, 13 of the 83 mega cases involved a prepackaged Chapter 11 as of the petition date, or about 16% of the large Chapter 11 filings. For fiscal year 2010, a total of 35 prepacks, prearranged cases, were filed out of the 106 bankruptcy mega cases, or about one in every three filings in 2010. For 2013, 15 of the mega filings belong to the information industry, or 25% of the mega cases. 12 are involved in manufacturing, or 20% of the bankruptcy mega cases, while 6 are involved in healthcare, or 10% of the mega cases. For 2013, the bankruptcy court for the District of Delaware was the most favored venue, with 34 of the 61 mega filings, or 56% of the mega cases. The next closest, the bankruptcy court for the Southern District of New York, had only 10 mega filings, or 16% of the mega cases. In 2012, the bankruptcy court for the Southern District of New York was the most favored venue for mega filers with 21, wresting away the lead from the bankruptcy court for the District of Delaware with 19 mega cases. In 2011, the Delaware bankruptcy court was the most favored of bankruptcy mega cases with 38 filings, or 46% of the mega cases, followed by the Southern District of New York with 16 filings, or 19% of the mega cases, and by the Northern District of Texas with 4 filings, or 5% of the mega cases. The rest of the bankruptcy mega cases are spread evenly throughout the various bankruptcy courts. Lehman Brothers Holding Corp. remains the biggest corporate bust in history. Lehman, which filed in 2008, had $639 billion in total assets and $613 billion in total debts at the time of its filing. For 2011, the largest Chapter 11 filing was filed by MF Global Holdings LTD and its affiliates. As of September 30, 2011, MF Global had $41.05 billion in total assets and $39.68 billion in total liabilities. For 2012, the largest Chapter 11 filing was by Residential Capital LLC, which disclosed $15.68 billion in assets and $15.28 billion in liabilities as of March 31, 2012. For 2013, the largest Chapter 11 filing was filed by Maxcom Telecomunicaciones SAB to CV, which filed for Chapter 11 on July 23, 2013, with the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware, listing $11.11 billion in total assets and $402.28 million in total liabilities. For 2013, Young Conaway Stargett and Taylor LLP represented 12 of the 61 mega filings, either as counsel or co-counsel. The law firm represented the school specialty, Penson Worldwide, Supermedia, Otelco and Rotech Healthcare, AgFeed Industries, Maxcom Telecomunicaciones, Rural Metro Corporation, Furniture Brands International, Gatehouse Media, Greenfield Energy Services, and F&H Acquisition Corp. in their respective Chapter 11 cases. That concludes Part 1 of the report. The report continues in Part 2.